Also sworn in today in Washington, Michigan Representative Rashida Tlaib, and she took the oath in style. Tlaib is Palestinian-American, and for today's ceremony, she wore a traditional Palestinian robe called a thobe. Now Palestinian women are sharing their own thobes on social media. Author Susan Mawadi Doraj started the hashtag, tweet your thobe.
A thobe essentially just means dress in Arabic, and many thobes are passed down from mothers to daughters, and they're hand-embroidered. And I'm not sure if you can see the various styles that have been flooding social media today, but every thobe is quite distinct. And that's because every Palestinian village or city has its own unique designs and symbols. For example, they may embroider the dress with a picture of a songbird or a nightingale for one village. Another village's women may use pictures of a cross, if it's a Christian village, for example. A lot of nature imagery that gets incorporated into the dress, to the point that if you look at a woman and you know the background, you can actually tell where she's from just by looking at her dress.
So I'm looking at your picture of you and your thobe, red pattern. Are those little mirrors on it?
I believe they are crosses and also wheat.
It's beautiful. Really nice. So how did how did you get the idea to start this trend?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I read on Instagram that she was going to be wearing her dress to the swearing-in. I thought that was exciting until within 24 hours, people started to say that this was un-American. I heard some backlash on Twitter, and that really upset me because Palestinian-American women, we wear these dresses all the time to weddings and baptisms and other formal events. So there's nothing unusual about her wearing this to a formal event. So I felt that it would be a nice idea to sort of flood social media with pictures of everyone wearing their thobes as a sort of normalization effort, as well as an education effort. I'm a teacher as well, so I thought it was a teachable moment, as well as a way to celebrate with her.
So what's been the response, and are you getting pictures and stories?
Yes. So some women are posting thobes that were hand-stitched by their great-grandmothers, and they're explaining how the dresses were passed down. They're explaining the symbols in the dresses. Some people are posting stories about how it's so moving to see her to see her being sworn in wearing this dress, because now they finally feel that they can express themselves openly and embrace their culture openly. The response has been tremendous. I feel like I've been tearing up all day looking at these pictures. It's been really quite moving.
And how does it make you feel knowing that Representative Tlaib was sworn into Congress wearing a thobe?
Well, as a feminist, it makes me feel really good because I know that she wore it as a way to express her love for her mother. Her mother made this dress for her. And so I love that she is affirming her connection to her mother and to the women in her family by wearing that dress. I understand that symbolism, and I respect it very deeply, and I admire her for it. And it tells me a lot about her, I think, as a person.
I just want to circle back and go back to your own thobe. What is the story behind your Palestinian thobe?
The one I'm wearing in that picture, and I have a few, but the one I'm wearing in that picture was given to me by my aunt. Her name is Juliette Maadi. She lives outside of Ramallah, and she had that made for me. And she visited last year, and she brought it for me. She also brought one for my daughter. So it's something I will always cherish.
Did your daughter wear one today, too, in support?
She's in school, but when she comes home, she's going to put it on and take a picture.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great.
Thanks. Thank you.
Susan Mawadi Doraj is a Palestinian-American author. She started the hashtag TweetYourThobe in celebration of a new Michigan representative, Rashida Tlaib, wearing one for her swearing in to Congress today. You can read more about what the swearing-in of Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib means to Muslims across the country at theworld.org. You're listening to The World.